I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, December 27. Coming up, Road Safety Unit renews efforts to keep road fatalities below 300 for 2018. Micro and small businesses now required to file GCT returns online, and homeowners urged to use appliances safely. The news in detail after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Canute Hare, says the unit is working to keep road fatalities under 300 for 2018. Noting that road fatalities have continued to trend downwards since 2015, Mr. Hare says the unit is aiming for a more drastic reduction in the new year. Some 316 persons have died from road crashes since the start of 2017. A total of 377 fatalities were reported for 2016 and 382 for 2015. Mr. Hare is appealing to motorists to play their part in this initiative by driving responsibly and obeying the rules of the road.
316 persons in this country have received untimely death due to traffic crashes. These crashes could have been easily avoided had persons decided to wear their seatbelt, wear their helmet, execute maneuvers that would ensure that there is no weeping and moaning and gnashing of teeth on network.
Mr. Hare was speaking in an interview with JIS News Wednesday. As of April 1, 2018, all micro and small businesses registered as GCT taxpayers will be required to e-file their GCT returns via the Jamaica Tax Portal. Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, says this is part of the next phase of the implementation of its mandatory e-filing of returns at the start of the 2018-2019 financial year. This new procedural change will require small and micro taxpayers with annual total supplies or turnover of $150 million and below to file their monthly GCT returns online. Recent statistics indicate that approximately 59% of this group are already filing their GCT returns online. A further analysis of the data shows that 64% of all GCT returns received by TAJ between January and October 2017 have been filed electronically, suggesting a steady increase in the subscription to TAJ's online services. Persons may contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP, that's 1-888-829-4357, toll-free, for further information or assistance. In the meantime, Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, will be providing assistance to small and micro businesses to file their GCT returns using its online tax portal. Taxpayers are asked to make arrangements for one-on-one sessions to train their staff or request an advisory visit at their business location to get assistance on the procedure to e-file returns. Additionally, a how-to guide for e-filing of consumption tax returns is available online on the TAJ website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. Employers, large and medium taxpayers are already required to file online, and TAJ says it will be moving in short order to require other returns to be filed electronically. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is again inviting members of the public to attend its premier event, Fireworks on the Waterfront, on New Year's Eve, Sunday, December 31. The event starts at 3 p.m. on Ocean Boulevard, downtown Kingston, and is scheduled to end at 2 a.m. on New Year's Day. The event starts at 3 p.m. on Ocean Boulevard, downtown Kingston, and is scheduled to end at 2 a.m. on New Year's Day. Activities will include kiddies and vending villages, a street party, and will culminate with the highly anticipated fireworks display at midnight. UDC Marketing Manager Michelle Tracy says an impressive lineup of local acts is expected to perform at this year's staging, which is being held under the theme Rock the Glow. The list includes Kevin Downswell, DJ Nicholas, Rondell Positive, Agent Sasko, Ding Dong, and Chiching Ching.
GLOW stands for growth, love, opportunities, and wealth. And basically what we're saying is that the UDC continues to grow in love for our country and our people, and we continue to seek opportunities to develop and create opportunities for development to continue to build wealth for our country and our people.
She was speaking in an interview with GIS News. That was GIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.